In this bulletin, an investigation reveals the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia to influence the US election. An inquest into the disappearance of toddler William Tyrrell begins. And in cricket, Australia defeats Pakistan in the second one-day international. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Jackson-Ross. United States Special Counsel Robert Mueller, whose report on Russian interference in the 2016 election has found President Donald Trump did not commit a crime but also does not exonerate him. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has revealed Mr. Mueller found that members of the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia in its efforts to influence the vote. In a letter, Mr. Barr released the summary of conclusions of Mr. Mueller's investigation after the Special Counsel delivered its report on Friday. The letter revealed Mr. Mueller made no conclusion on whether Mr. Trump illegally obstructed justice, but Mr. Barr believes there was no offence. Mr. Trump has welcomed the report as a complete exoneration.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chairman and Democrat Jerry Nadler has called for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to be fully released to the public. The top Democrat says the summary of the Mueller report contains questionable legal arguments and has called on the Attorney General to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. Mr. Nadler also says Mr. Trump is wrong to suggest he is exonerated.
The President or his people are saying it's a total exoneration. That contradicts what the Special Counsel found. It's a lie about this, what the Special Counsel found, but we should not be surprised that they lie anymore.
A coalition win in the New South Wales state election has boosted the confidence of Scott Morrison's federal government. New South Wales Liberal leader Gladys Berejiklian's government was returned over the weekend, winning 46 seats. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says the outcome has reassured the Morrison government it can win the federal poll, expected in May, despite opinion polls pointing towards a Labor victory. But independent MP Karen Phelps has told Sky News there is a need to question the government's economic credentials.
To look at how it's been spending money on a whole range of issues, what its procurement processes have been in areas like security for offshore detention, for example, Great Barrier Reef expenditure. We'll also be looking at the Medicare freeze, and that's going to be a major issue, I believe.
West Australian Premier Mark McGowan is warning those in the path of Tropical Cyclone Veronica to stay indoors as it moves across the state. On Sunday evening, the slow-moving cyclone was located between Port Hedland and Karratha on the Pilbara coast. Mr. McGowan says the storm is not to be underestimated and residents should listen to all the advice that authorities are providing.
Be patient and sit tight. It might be difficult. People will want to get out, but the advice is stay indoors, stay safe, make sure your children are kept safe, do everything you can to avoid going outside.
A New South Wales coroner will this week examine William Tyrrell's family situation and the initial response to his disappearance when the inquest begins, sitting almost 5 years after the toddler vanished. William vanished from his foster grandmother's home on the New South Wales mid-north coast in late 2014 while wearing a Spider-Man costume. His fate remains a mystery despite detectives working for years to track down the missing boy. A massive brief of evidence contains at least 15,000 items will go before the Deputy State Coroner Harriet Graham at the launch of the inquest this morning. To cricket, Australia has taken a commanding lead over Pakistan, winning the second one-day international in Sharjah and leading the five-match series 2-0. For Australia, openers Usman Khawaja scored 88 and Aaron Finch hit 155 as they took on Pakistan's total of 284. The Aussies were in impressive form and comfortably won the match by 8 wickets and 13 balls to spare. If they win one more game, Australia will have their hands on a second consecutive one-day championship after defeating India. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 28, a possible shower for Adelaide and 19. 19 also for Melbourne, similar conditions there. In Hobart, showers a windy 16 degrees. In Canberra, rain at times in 23. In Wollongong, a little bit of rain, 27. Rain clearing in Sydney, 28. A shower or two for Newcastle, 30. It's mostly sunny in Brisbane and 34. In Cairns, a shower or two, 31. Storms likely for Darwin, with showers there as well, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.